to Adventure in Putnam on W4CY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and I'm very excited about our next guest. Got some great new music coming out, so I would like to welcome to the show Dallas from the LA Maybe.
Pipe Man, thanks so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here. I can't wait to dig in a little bit.
I'll tell you what, I turned on one of your videos, and I was like, man, yeah, I'll definitely interview this band.
So let me ask you then, what was the thing that did it for you? What were you looking at and saying, yeah, that, what was the point where you were like, okay, let me talk to these guys?
Well, it was just like good old school rock and roll, that's kind of like a lost art nowadays, but it's making a comeback. I've been interviewing a lot of bands that are going back to that, just good rock and roll.
Definitely. And that's, we love, I mean, I could name 5-10 bands off the top of my head that are doing what we're doing. And that's a positive thing. I'm super excited to see that there's a scene and a genre growing. And, more importantly than that, a demand for it from fans. We saw that when, we started writing the songs for this album a while ago, 2016, and, obviously weren't sure what was going to happen because rock was very different then. And then when Greta Van Fleet really busted down the doors, that would have been, I think, 2017 or late 2016. We kind of looked at each other and said, this might work. We could probably make this happen. So prior to that, we didn't, feel like we might have been shouting into a vacuum or something, but things changed.
Well, as somebody that basically lived on the Sunset Strip in the 80s, your name is definitely appropriate.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Actually, the way we came up with the name, I was sitting in the Chicago airport and I heard someone behind me say something to the effect of, yeah, and then she gave me the old L.A. Maybe, and I started and referencing, wouldn't commit, wouldn't say yes or no, wouldn't be straightforward. It was just kind of flaky, that kind of behavior. And I just love that name. So right then I texted the group chat, and I was like, guys, we got to call ourselves the L.A. Maybes with an S at the end. And our drummer was like, I like it, but let's just drop the S. So we did that, and that's been our name ever since.
Very cool. And so I have to ask, your singer – he sounds a lot like somebody, and I'm saying that like jokingly, because it's pretty amazing that, what was he, one of four singers to audition to replace Brian Johnson?
That's right. Yeah, they tapped him for that, flew him down to Atlanta. He did the whole audition things, put him up in a really nice hotel. As we put that story out there somewhere, I'm sure you can find it. But yeah, that was a trip for him, and this is obviously way before we knew him. He's been in the band. He's the new guy. We just got him in the band. And that was in, had him in August 2020. So, I mean, we're 6 months, 7 months into this thing. And as soon as he joined, after we jammed for the first time, we, thought it was a good fit. We jammed on like a Saturday. The following Friday, he was down in the studio with us cutting tracks for Dirty Damn Tricks, which is coming out next month. And it happened that fast. So
nice.
It was really awesome.
Nice. So it's like I always say, things always work out in the end, because at the end of the day, now, and you have this great band, opposed to who knows what would have happened had he actually won the audition, So I think everything works out for a reason. But I do have to say, it's funny, before I knew that and I just listened to the music, I thought more Bon Scott, and I'm on the Bon Scott team, sorry to say.
Yeah, there's a little bit of this, a little bit of that in there. And obviously with our first single, Mr. Danger, that's probably the most AC/DC inspired track on the album. There are 10 total. So you definitely get, some comparisons drawn there. I think with some of the other songs, we're going to see a little bit less of those comparisons to AC/DC and more comparisons to maybe other people, or, like we say, to us, he just sounds like Alvy. So
there you go.
That's what we're happy about. He's more dynamic than people know yet, because they've only heard the one song. I can't wait to drop some of these other songs where he's not anywhere near that realm, and the songs don't sound anything like AC/DC, in our opinion. And Yeah, I can't wait to see the reactions to that.
And you know what?
Of course, we've been getting some of those, you know, oh, these guys are just AC/DC rip-up, blah, blah, blah.
Nah, I didn't get that.
And yeah, there's a little more to us than that. But of course, we understand that. I mean, we're not going to sit here and say that song doesn't sound like AC/DC because it was absolutely inspired by AC/DC. But there's other songs on the album that are inspired by other things and different things, and all sorts of stuff comes together to make our sound. So we can't wait to unveil it.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about what you said, too, because, you know, I do like when certain bands remind you of something but then have their own sound, and that's why I felt like I didn't really get like it was like AC/DC. I just thought it had the similar sound, but then you had your own sound along with it.
Yeah, well, it depends on how granular you want to get. If you want to listen to the first you know verse, you're going to walk away saying it sounds exactly like AC/DC. If you keep going to the pre-chorus, it obviously changes a good bit. And if you keep going to the chorus, it's a straight-up pop hook chorus with harmonies reminiscent of, like, Journey. Like, I mean, there's less AC/DC the more you dig into the song. The solo maybe sounds a little bit like something Angus would do, but to my ears, not really. Kind of in the same vein, maybe more Slash or something. I lean a little more Slash, a little more Paul Gilbert, those kind of things. So there's a lot of elements at play. But, yeah, I totally understand the comparisons.
So tell us a little bit about Mr. Danger and, of course, the new album coming out. It's dropping on March 26th, Dirty Damn Tricks. So tell us more about it and why the listeners should go out and get it.
Absolutely. So Dirty Damn Tricks is coming out March 26th, like you said. And the reason you should get it is exactly what we've been talking about so far. I mean, it's that rock revival. If you're into rock, if you're one of those people that's been saying rock music sucks now, first of all, I don't think you're looking hard enough. Second of all, you need this album in your catalog because we're here to show you that rock maybe doesn't suck so much anymore. And there's a lot of other bands like us doing the same thing. So definitely encourage people to dig a little deeper if you feel like music isn't what you wanted. And try to be objective about that nostalgic factor, because nobody can live up to your high school days, you know?
Yeah, right.
So that nostalgia plays in and people go, you know, oh, nothing's better than this. It's like, well, I mean, stuff is as good. It just doesn't have the nostalgia effect.
There you go.
So that's definitely a play, too. But yeah, we have that album coming out March 26th. But this Friday, at the time of this recording, this Friday, February 26th, the second single, Sucker Punch, is coming out. And that'll be one more taste of what we have to offer before we drop the full album on you. This one's absolutely less AC/DC. And yeah, we're super excited about that. It's a fast one. It's hard hitting. And it comes and goes quick. And we have a cool music video that's dropping right along with it that also moves at a frantic pace. So we can't wait for that.
I can't wait either. And I got to tell you, I'm thinking too, while you're talking, I'm thinking, you know, it'd be cool when we get back to like somewhat normal where there's shows. Be a cool tour to have you guys, Greta, the Joyous Wolf, and Them Evils. And maybe even, there's a couple others, but that would be a great lineup for a tour.
Yeah, so as the genre grows, as we all get better and bigger and, you know, bring more people in, I think we're going to start seeing those tours, for sure.
Well, one of the things I like about you guys and about that kind of, you know, just plain old rock and roll is, first of all, not only is it great musicianship, but it's just plain fun, you know? And I think with everything that's been going on, that's what we need, just some fun. That's it.
Yeah, with us, there's no ulterior motive. We're not shoving politics on you. We're not here to shock you with, you know, image or whatever. We're just here to play some fun party music. And like you said, hopefully you have a little fun and enjoy it. And, you know, maybe we're more of an escapist band. We want you to kind of listen and escape your problems instead of, you know, drive into them with a forklift or something, you know.
Exactly. You know, that's the point. You know, music is supposed to be an escape. So, like, sometimes if you go and you listen to music that's talking about everything that's going on, it's not quite an escape. And an escape would be
opposite of an escape.
Yeah, exactly. Forget about everything that's going on. I think if we could just have one big rock and roll show, maybe we could solve all the world's problems by just having that show.
That'd be incredible. Well, count us in. We're excited.
There you go. Well, you know how it is. You know, at a rock and roll show, like, there, you know, nobody argues about anything. We're just all one big family. So, you know, why not? You know, and everybody with their differences gets left at the gate.
Yeah, it seems that way. And to your point, I mean, we're not worried about all that stuff so much. We just want to have a good time and play some music and get people dancing and fist pumping and whatever, get you moving the way the music moves us and always has. And yeah, that's just what we're trying to do. So if we can do that, then I would say we're as successful as we need to be.
There you go. So what do you see coming after this, after the new album? And, you know, what do you have on the horizon for you guys?
Throughout the rest of the year, we'll be doing as many shows as we possibly can. Right now, there's only one on the books, but we'll be you know, doing what we can on that front. But until then, since we can't rely on shows to get in front of people every week or every day or whatever, we're starting our own podcast. We're actually physically building a studio for that right now. And when that's done, that'll probably be dropping around the time Dirty Damn Tricks comes out, late March, early April. And that's our way of kind of, quote, playing shows while we can't play shows. And we'll keep it going, obviously, way past that. It's going to be called Your New Favorite Band. And what we're going to be doing is highlighting all these bands that we're talking about that people need to hear, that I guess, you know, old school rock fans, they're still listening to AC/DC and Guns N' Roses, and more power to them, because that's amazing music. But there's other stuff out there, and these artists need you to hear them, including us. So we want to help basically bring in the new era of rock and roll, because in the next 30 years or so, we're going to see, I mean, consider 15 to 30 years, every rock and roll star we know and love is going to be gone, or at the very least not able to play anymore. If we think about music history, rock and roll is very young. Most of the people that started it are still alive, and that's not going to be the case soon. So what happens then? Do we just let the genre shrivel and die, or do we bring in the new era of people? And that's what we're trying to do right now. So that's kind of what this podcast is going to be geared towards.
I love the attitude too. You know, let's carry the torch, keep it going.
Yeah, because we can't always rely on these artists that may not be here, you know, and we need the fans to kind of start shifting their mindset as well, saying, you know, okay, new bands are coming up, let's support these guys, because the scene won't continue if these bands aren't allowed to flourish, because no one's interested, because they're still going to the same old shows. And again, I'm not saying any of this to take away from any of the amazing rock history and the amazing musicians that are out there touring right now. Guns N' Roses, AC/DC's got stuff coming up. I mean, everybody, Aerosmith, Rolling Stones, whoever, you name it. But soon they're not going to be around, and there's not going to be an option anymore. So we want to try to kind of get ahead of that. So that's what we're going to try to do with this podcast, and of course our music and our shows and anything we can.
I love it. I love it. So how do people connect with you, just to follow what's going on, but also to get the new music when it drops and to check out the new podcasts and everything?
There are so many ways. We're very easy to find. If you just type in LA Maybe on Google, you're going to find us. But go to lamaybe.com. You can find everything there. And if you scroll to the very bottom of the homepage, you can sign up for our email list. That's the absolute best way.
Beautiful. So let's say music wasn't an option in your life. Now what are you passionate about?
For me personally, I'd have to say stand-up comedy.
Nice.
I'd figure out something to do there. I don't know if I'm funny enough, but I'd go try.
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, when I do my live show, you know, it includes interviews like this, but then it includes another side of me, which is, you know, the kind of funny shock jock side of me. And I always joke around and say, like, I'm not a stand-up comedian. I'm a sit-down comedian. If I had to stand up and do it, I wouldn't be very funny.
There you go. I'm more interested in not having to carry all this gear.
Yeah, right?
Just show up with my body and be like, yo, where do you want me?
Yeah, exactly. It's funny because my head engineer at the station, he's not with us anymore, but he used to have a metal band in L.A., and they used to play a rock country bureau, duo, and I would go with him, and he was an ox because he would carry all this equipment in and out of these bars and clubs, and I was like, man, I don't even know how he plays after that. That's like a whole workout in and of itself.
Oh yeah, you get those amp traps where you can tell you've been hauling amps. You got those big, you know, shoulders like The Rock has.
Oh yeah, and he used to just like throw it on his shoulder like it was nothing, whereas, you know, other people wouldn't even be able to move it.
Absolutely.
Well, there you go. Now you just have to, you know, make yourself big enough so, you know, somebody else can do it, and then you don't have
there
to
you
carry
go.
It.
Well, and we'll see.
And you could do
long
some
way to go.
Yeah, and you could do some stand-up comedy up on stage when you do a live show too. Combine the two.
I don't know if anyone will want to see that, but
yeah, right.
That sounds terrifying.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Maybe I'm not cut out for it after all.
Well, you know, you could always fall back on music, right?
There you go. Yeah, we'll go. My fallback is the first one. We'll go back to the first one.
Yeah, imagine that your fallback is music. Like, see, that's what got to teach all up and comer musicians. Instead of people like saying, "Oh, well, you have to get a real job to fall back on." Forget it. Fall back on music. That's the real job you fall back on.
Yeah, make the plan A the plan B, and then you'll at some point you'll have to succeed.
There you go. You'll have no other choice. Well, I do teach that. It's like, you know, if you have nothing to fall back on, you have no other choice but to move forward.
Absolutely. I had a friend tell me one time growing up, dead serious. He was like, you know, we wanted to be musicians. And he said, you know, I definitely want to be a musician, but if that doesn't work out, I think I'll fall back on acting. And I was like, that's not the fallback you want, dude. Like, that a fallback is like something that's guaranteed to succeed.
Well, yeah, there you go. Well, here in my case, I played drums for 9 years. I played guitar and I sang thrash metal. I sucked at all three. So here I am with you on the radio.
Hey, perfect. Found your calling, though.
There you go. Yep. And still in the music part of it. So there you go. So yeah, that's how it works.
Love it.
All right. So I want to make sure all our listeners check you guys out, the LA Maybe, and check out the video released now, Mr. Danger. And then you got Sucker Punch coming out on the 26th, and the full album, Dirty Damn Tricks, comes out March 26th. Any final words you want to leave our listeners with?
LAMaybe.com. Check it out. By the way, when you sign up for that email list, you get 10% off merch, and we have a store full of really cool stuff. So hope you check that out. Pick something up you like. It helps us, and you get nice shirts and stuff. I don't know.
There you go.
So there's lots of good stuff there.
Well, yeah, definitely. They want to pick up your merch because support your bands during this whole pandemic situation. That's the best way you can support them is, you know, listen to their music and buy their merch until they can come back and see you live.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for the great music, and thanks for being on The Adventures of Pipe Man.
Absolutely, Pipe Man. Thank you so much. Hope we'll talk again soon.
You got it.
Thank you for listening to The Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.